question was asked, what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that love that is contingent on something, well, when the thing gets annulled, then the love gets annulled, and love that's not contingent on something will last forever. What's a love that's contingent on something? Amnon's love of Tamar. He had lust for her. He wanted her physically. What's a love that's not contingent on something? That's the love of David and Yonatan. So that's the Mishnah. What's called love that's contingent on something? So Rashi says if it's contingent on something other than the relationship. Meaning there's I'm close to the person, I like the person, we're friends. Obviously our love is contingent on our friendship, on our relationship. So if it's contingent on something external, Amnon loves Tamar because he wants her body. He doesn't love her. There's no relationship there. He didn't even talk to her. He saw her and said, I want her. So that's a love that won't last. You see, right after he had her, he hated her more than he had loved her initially. David and Yonatan, well, Yonatan's father wanted David dead. David was going to take the throne away from Yonatan. There was nothing right, objectively, about that relationship. David was Yonatan's competition, Yonatan was David's competition. Why did they have such a great love? Their relationship was the essence. Yonatan valued who David was, David valued who Yonatan was. They loved one another for who they were. So that love will last forever. Even as Yonatan's father tries to kill David, David's love for Yonatan stands. That's Rashi. Rambam writes, you know that physical things pass from the world. Physical things have a cause, so they are finite and they have an end. And so if love is contingent on something physical, so then it can't be eternal. But if love is godly, if love is conceptual, so then that's never going to leave. That's Rambam's interpretation. It's not far from Rashi.
Could something not physical, something give a very what Jonathan liked about David, let's say he was funny, he liked the jokes he did, he liked that he was smart, he had good conversations with him. Does that count as love that's dependent on something?
You're taking an aspect of a person's personality, and I think that Chazal meant that you love the whole person.
But the person is his personality.
Right. But if you tell me you love the person, so then you love the whole person. But if what you love is the person's sense of humor, then you're not loving the person.
Depending on something. Right?
Right.
But loving the person, you have to still love something.
I don't know if it has to be a specific thing or the whole person. Mm-hmm. Chazal spoke about a connection to the person's soul. They meant an encompassing connection. You'll see that when you love a person, even if they're sometimes annoying, even if they're sometimes not fair, you still love them.
But it's for your family like that. That's just for your family. Your family, you love anything without me, you love your family.
But it's not only that.
What?
It's not only that.
Okay, I know, but family, I can say for sure. That's what I know for sure now. I love my family, anything would happen. So, anything, no matter how many fights I've had with my brother, I love him. So,
the key is the ability to develop that beyond
family. But that's
family.
Only because I grew, maybe that's only because I grew up with him. I got used to him.
But you that's history. We're talking about development. In development, a person has to develop within himself the capacity to love. It doesn't necessarily happen on its own. And a person can develop it to a point where he loves Am Yisrael. Now that's huge, but it's a development. Chazal say loving Hashem is also something that develops. It's not something that can happen just like that. I love God, He's so good to me. No, then you don't love God. You love what's good to you. But it's a developmental process. It's not just like that. And a person can develop it within if he wants to. Can I see the good in the other person? Can I connect to the other person? Can I love the other person? A person can. And it's not only if he's big in Torah. A person who wants to develop this trait in himself can.